This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Vayter and Shas from Daf Chafav, picking it up on Chaf Hamad Beis by the bottom and a Beis by the Mishnah. Let's talk about something called Bechor. Bechor is that if you have a firstborn animal, what you had to do back in the day is you'd bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, you'd give it to the Kohen would give it as a Karban. Okay, that's number one. Bizman HaZeh, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, so what do we do now? So you're not allowed to do anything, you got to leave it. And what happens is that it can't be shechted. The only time is if it gets a mum. If it gets a mum kavua, a fixed mum that will always be there, then you're able to go ahead and you're allowed to shecht it. Mum over, which means it's going to pass by, it's going to be gone, then you're not allowed to shecht it. When a mum kavua, you're allowed to shecht it, and you're allowed to eat it, and everything's good. Now, again, until it gets a mum, it's kachim, and it is kedusha me'alav, and if it's complete and everything's great, and you shecht it outside, b'chutz, then onus is kares. Bad news. With that information, let's start the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Bottom line, chafeh mebeis. Bechor shenafel lebor. Let's say you have a bechor, firstborn animal, that falls into a bor, falls into a pit, on yuntif. What's the din? Now we're worried maybe it's going to die. All right, so what's the problem? Let it die. And it says, no, because maybe it has a mum. And if it has a mum kavua, then I'm able to go and use it. I can now go pick it up and I can shecht it. Now, the issue that arises over here, we're going to see machlokas right now in the Mishnah between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. We do know that there's a machlokas between them in reference to muksa. Rabbi Yehuda holds a muksa, Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold a muksa. So as Rashi is going to say in Amud Beis this idea, let's first read it. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, what do you do? Yerid mumcha v'yira, let a mumcha, an expert who knows he's a bucky in mumin, to tell the difference if it's a kavua or if it's a mum over, let him go down the hole and take a look and see if this has a mum kavua or not. Beep, turn the page. Zakti Gemara. Im ye is Mishnah. Im yesh ba mum yale v'yishchot. If there is a mum, then you can let it bring it up and you can shecht it. Now here comes the important Rashi I started alluding to. Look at the top right corner. Al karchach Rabbi Yehuda muksa is like Rabbi Yehuda heals of the din of muksa. Now, ubimum hanofel ba b'yom tov, if a mum happens now on yontif, lo shari. You wouldn't say it's mutter to do. Why? Because your mind wasn't on it from yesterday. And therefore, this is what we're talking about over here. A b'chor, second line, last two words, in the Rashi. B'chor bal mum, shelo hereu l'chacham. Let's say you have a bal mum. It was erev yontif and he got a mum. But you didn't get a chance to show it to a chacham while it was still day, in order to be matred. And then on yontif, it falls into the pit. The mumcha could go down and see this mum that it had from yesterday. If it's a mum kavua, then bring it up and shecht it because it's not muksa, because you had in mind to use it already yesterday because it had the mum. That is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. V'im lav, and if it turns out to be that there is not a mum kavua, then lo yishchot, you wouldn't be able to shecht it. Now, the opposing opinions, Rabbi Shimon, Rishon, Omer, Kain, Kol, She'ein, Mumo, Nikar, Mibon Yom, anything which didn't have a mum nikar, when it was already the daytime, in other words, you didn't know that it was already a mum and already clearly defined as a mum, then Ein, Zemen, Amuchan, it's not considered an Amuchan. Rashi explains, La Misha Muksa, Asalei, it's not because of Muksa, because he doesn't know the Muksa. If you matter it on yontov, it looks like you're doing tikkun. It's like donning a din. You're not allowed to do a din on Shabbos on yontov. And therefore, it's not considered that it's muchan, that it's kosher. Okay, zok da ha'iliga gemara. But my kamithga, what exactly is this machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? What are they arguing? Inema baron mum kamithli. If you want to say their argument is whether or not you are allowed to, on yontif, show your animal to a expert in order to paskin, if that's really what the question is about. That Rabbi Shimon says you're not allowed to do it because it's like a done din, and Rabbi Yehuda says you are allowed to. Rabbi Yehuda savor roin mum yomtov, you're allowed to go and do it. Rabbi Shimon savor ain roin mum yomtov. If that's what you want to say, is the machlokas here. But liflug baroin mum and alma. Let us just talk about a regular case. Why are you talking about a pit? It falls into a pit. Just say you have an animal that has a mum, and now you want to go and bring it to a chacham to see whether it's good or it's not good. Why are you talking about anything to do with a pit? Zakta Gemara. No. Really, we are talking about the machlokas. Really, it is the machlokas is a little bit more nuanced. We needed to teach a case of the pit itself, and we are machlokas in the machlokas whether or not you could show it or not. Bechor shenafel abor itzrichale. We needed to bring that case. Kasalkat hatachamina. I would have thought the following: mishum tsar balechayim larim velaske. Kirabi Yoshua. If it just would have taught us that the machlokas, can you show it, can you not show it, then I would have thought, what would be in a case, if the Mishnah hadn't spoken about a boar altogether, then what would be in a case if it fell in a pit? Would you be allowed to then lift the animal out of the pit? before you actually find out if it has the right, has a mumah or doesn't have a mumah or not. I would have thought, oh, sure, tzar balechayim. Listen, there's something called, you can't cause pain, you know, unnecessary pain to animals. As this can't cause unnecessary pain to animals, animals down over there. We'll say, well, but listen, we're also stuck because you can't touch it because it's muksa. So Larry Velasquez, let's do a little harama, let's do a little tricky, shticky. And we'll say, yeah, for sure there's going to be a mum over there. That's the shticky part that we're going to say over here. That's the harama. Velasquez, then we'll lift it up, we'll bring it out. Rabbi Yeshua, just like we have an idea which comes up later on in Daf Lamed Zayin, Zayik Zuk the Masorah Shas, the Gemara brings a case, thinks Lamed Vav and Beis Lamed Zayin, that we have a case, something known as Oso as Beno. You're not allowed to shecht Oso as Beno, an animal and its offspring, on one day. So what happens if they fall into a pit? The Gemara later on is going to say, you could take out the first one, having in mind that you're going to shecht it, so therefore it's not muksa. And then say, you know what, I think I'll do this. I'm not going to shecht this one, I'm going to shecht the other one. And then take out the other one, saying that you're going to shecht that one. You say, oh yeah, it's fatter than it. You're really doing harama, because the whole time you thought you were going to, you really weren't going to shecht the first one, but you did a little tricky sticky to get it out. Maybe we'll say the same thing over here, that I could lift it up and then do that. Kamash Malan, for the Mishnah says specifically, if it falls in a pit, Rabbi Yehuda says that what? You're not allowed to go ahead and take it out. You first need the expert dude to get on there, the bucket, to go in and check it out. So that is Taka the Machlokas. Can you show it to someone or not? And don't think you're allowed to do Harama. In fact, the Gemara, Iach, if that's really true, then why does the second part of the Mishnah say, if you look at the top line, it says, Im yesh bomum yalav yishchot v'im lav lo yishchot. It shouldn't say lo yishchot, it say v'im lav lo yalav yishchot. In other words, if there's not, you're not allowed to bring it up and shecht it. You're not allowed to do any of the shtick of bringing it up. It says the Gemara, Iachi lo yishchot, lo yalav yishchot v'im lav. It should have said, don't bring it up and shecht it. Why does it just say lo yishchot? So it must be that it's not true what you're saying. It's not the case you're dealing with. Answers the Gemara, no, everything's good and dandy, but we needed it to say it that way to teach us another din. Lo tzricha, we needed to say that. Why? Because we're talking about a case, the avar va'aske, which means to say you violated, you went against the law, and you brought it up. So it says, im yish, top line, top line, Mishnah, we say, im yish ba mum, yalav yishchot, v'im lav, and if there's no mum, lo yishchot, don't shecht it, even though you brought it up already and checked over there, you know, the shekel, right? Kasakatai techa. I would have thought maybe I can go ahead and I can shecht it. Kamash malon, you're not allowed to shecht it. The obvious question is, huh? Why would you think I'm allowed to shecht it? L'shachte, you should shecht it. Hatamu, he said you didn't find a mum over there, which means it's tam, it's complete. It's no, there's no mum over there. So why would you say that you're allowed to go and do it? So no. Lo tzvicha denafal be mumma. We're talking about a case where it has a mum. Says Gemara, v'homuksu. What do you mean it has a mum over here? Shkoyach, but we know they didn't have a mum before, and therefore it's muksa. You didn't know it beforehand. No, what it means is the nafal be mum over me'erev Shabbos. There was a mum over Erev Shabbos. In other words, there was a mum there, but it was going to go, it was going to leave. The hashta havali mum kavua, but now it became a mum kavua. Mao de tema, you would have thought, the daite leve, since I had my mind on it, because I saw that there was a mum there, I just didn't know it was kavua, if it was over. I had my mind that I was going to have it, and then now it goes. And he checked it, and we got a mum over now, a mum kavua now, v'nishchete, and therefore I can now not a shecht it. Kamash Malan comes to tell you, not like that. He comes and he checks, he sees it's a mum kavua now. The answer is, you didn't have a mum before because it was a mum over before, now it's a mum kavua, and therefore you're not allowed to shecht it. Rashi says that Kamash Malan, the ilo have a kavua me'erev yontif, lo yishchot, the first kavua erev yontif, you can't. Mishum the muksa machmas isser hava. Smokhil machmas isser. This next Gemara, now the Rashi brings two different ways to read it. Either you read it as Tana Rabbanan Bechor Tam Shenafal Abor, or you read it Tana Rabbanan Bechor Shenafal Abor. We're going to read it as the first Girsa of Tana Rabbanan Bechor Tam Shenafal Abor. And take a look at Rashi, you'll see the other pshat. Tana Rabbanan Bechor Tam Shenafal Abor. This is a new way of understanding. It's Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Not Rabbi Yehuda Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Now, Rebbe, Tana Rabbanan, Bechor Tam Shenafal Abor, if you have this beautiful, beautiful animal that falls into a pit, and talking about on Yontif, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Omer, he comes and he says, Yerid Mumcha V'yira, a Mumcha comes on down, checks it out, and, but you're not allowed to go and do the whole shtick, Rashi points out, you're not allowed to go ahead and lift it up and bring it above, V'lola Aaron Velaske, Rashi says, goes down, Im Yesh Bo Mum, if it has a Mum, Yalev Yishchot, bring it up and shecht it, if it's a Mum Kavua, bring it up and shecht it. Rashi points out that we're talking about over here a case that actually fell on Yontif, didn't have a mum before, and it got it right now. And then even then, you're allowed to bring it up and shecht it. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, he says that it's not considered muksa if it fell, even if it got the mum now. Why is that? If it's, we know the din, if it's muksa before, well, Bein Hashmash is muksa the whole Shabbos, you don't have a mind on it because it was a completely good animal beforehand. He says, you know why? Because of the fact that everybody really wants to be able to eat this nowadays. So what do? They're always having in mind and waiting for a moment that's actually going to be good. So therefore, as soon as this happens, it's already considered like it's considered like you had your mind on it the whole time. Azai gezokt tosos. Now, vim lav, and if it's not so, if it doesn't have a mum, then lo yishchot, you're not allowed to go and shecht it. Now, what does that mean? And if it doesn't, then you're not allowed to. Obviously, you're not allowed to. Just Rashi comes and explains what it means is we're talking about a case that it ended up getting a mum later. It ended up getting a mum after the fact, a mum kavua. Then you're not allowed to go and shecht it. Why? What's the spiel over here? That the Baal, the owner of this animal, it went against the law, it broke the law, and it lifted it up. It pulled like a little haramish tekel. It pulled it out. Like we said, you're not allowed to do it. And therefore, the Chacham gave him a kenas and says, you're not allowed to use it on Yontif. Rav Shimon ben Manasseh speaks up and argues on this. Amar lo b'Shimon ben Manasseh, Hare amru ein ro en mumim yomtif. Right, we know we learned that the it is said that we don't go ahead and we don't look at mumim on yomtif, and therefore he goes. He says, "Kesad, what's the din? What are we talking about over here?" He's going to come now and basically explain the way that Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Kesad, nolad bo mum me'erv yomtif. If it has a mum before yomtif, ein makriven oso be yomtif. I'm sorry, ein mevakrin. Ein mevakrin oso be yomtif. You're not allowed to go ahead and check it on yomtif. Rashi says he's explaining the Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh, I'm reading Rashi, bottom lines. Mefarish milsid Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, v'hochkamer. Hari amar Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, ein roen mumen. You don't see it. Kate said, how so? Nolad bo mum me'erv yantiv. It has a mum before yantiv. Ein mevakrin oso, don't check it l'chatchila. Aval im avar, bikro, if you did, you went and broke the law and you checked it, then shochto, sharei einu mesaken kolkach, not really fixing anything. Shekarov haya ben hashmash, shesos mesukan ben hashmash. It was already carved to be, his fit almost to be done. The only thing that was lacking was the Riyas Chacham. So that's read inside. Kate said, all about Mayor of Yomtov, aim of Akron Sobel Yomtov. But if you did, so then you should be fine. Nolad Bomom. Beep, turn the page. Chav of the base. Be Yomtov, but if we got it on Yomtov, drastically changing the way we said it before. It says Rashi, top right corner. Ve'im nolad bo mum be Yomtov, bezuay Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai omer, ein zeh min hamochan. This is not min hamochan. Vafilu avar bikro lo yishchot. And even if you checked it, you broke the law, still you shouldn't check that. Shehu kimisakta on the garment. It's like you're fixing it completely because they never had it in the first place. Rabbi Shimon omer, ein zeh min hamochan. That's where he's coming along. Shimon ben Yochai, he's saying this is not coming in hamochan. Veshavin, and both of them agree. This is going way back to the Mishnah with the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Says Veshamim, both of them agree. She'im nolad hu umumohimo, that if a bachor was born and it was born with a mum, shezem ben amuchan, that's considered ben amuchan. It's born on yontif with a mum, then it's fine. You're allowed to go and shecht it. Darish, let's jump into that a little bit. If you have a bachor that's born with a mum, because remember he said it's kedusha by itself, but over here it was born with the mum and if it had the kedusha, you're good to go. Darish, Abba Huna, Nolad Hu Mumimimo, let's say it was born with its mum with it. Mevakrin Osobi Yom Tov Lechatchila. You can even check it Lechatchila. Now, Amar Le Rav Nachman, he says, Abatani, my father came along and he taught Im Avaru Bikro Mevukar. If you went ahead and you broke the law and you checked it, okay, then you checked it and then it's going to be good, right? At least Lefi Rav Shimon. Va'atam et Mevakrin Lechatchila, oh, so Lechatchila, and you're coming along, Rabbi Barav Huna, you're saying you let it check this, Nolad Hu Mumma Yimo, you let it do it Lechatchila? What's going on over here? How could you say that that's okay? Amar Abaye comes along and he explains, Kafasei de Rabbi Barav Huna Mestaba. It makes sense, like Rabbi Barav Huna said, that if it's nolad with its mum, then you're allowed to check it even lechatchila. And I'll explain to you why it makes sense. Midikatani t'losa bavi. From the fact that we have three different cases that are brought up, that Rav Shimon ben Manasseh comes along and brings out three different ideas, therefore we can now see that he is correct, that there is a case of checking lechatchila. How so? We're going to bring this down, and then we're gonna have some fights whether this is actually accurate or not. Nolad bo mum erev yantif. First, we brought up a case of that. Nolad bo mum erev yantif. A bechor has a mum before yantif. Ein mevakrin oso be yantif. Don't check it on yantif. What does that tell you? L'chatchila hu d'loshin l'chatchila. Hadiavit Shabri Dami, don't do it, but if you did it, then it works. Then we had a second statement that said, Nolad Bomum Biyontif, it happens on Yontif. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ein Zemin Amuchan, it's not Min Amuchan. It is not ready to go. Tafilu B'diavit Namilo, which implies that what? That even B'diavit, it's no good. You broke the law and you checked, it's no good. So the first one we said, don't do it, but if you did, you're fine. Second we said, don't do it, and if you do it, you're not fine. The Hadar Tanim, we have a third part that says, Vishavim Shim Nolad Umumimo. And then we said, they both agree that if it was born with its mom, shezemen amochan is kazemen amochan dafila chetchila nami. So this works nicely. The Rabbi of Huna, the way that he said it. So what are you going on? We're having a whole hissy fit and fighting against him. Ah, I think, well, really? Is that true? But we have a different brisa which seems to go against this. V'haki aser v'oshaya aser v'aisim astisa b'yadeinu. When Oshaya came, he brought a brisa which kind of knocks us out. And we're actually going to stick with this brisa. Bein shenolad bo mum me'erev yontif, whether the mum was born before yontif, or bein shenolad bo mum be yontif, or whether the mum was born, or it happened on yontif itself, chachamim omrim ein zem en amuchan, they said this is not men amuchan. Oh, so what do we see so far? We see that he came along and he brought out three different cases. The first, Rabbi Bar Avuna brought down three cases to show like him, but now that his case is actually correct, but now we see two of those cases actually being the same. So that means that the first brisa must have been off and a little bit wrong in the way that it was teaching, so we can't bring a raya from the third part of it. Says the Gemara of Ella Kasha, we still have a Kasha from the brisa that we just brought. We have two brises. One brings three different parts to it that we came in to explain that there is a concept that lechatchila checking on yontif. And then we have another brisa that seems to say not like that. So you have two different brises. Brisa one and brisa number two. So number two of Roshaya, you're going to say it's knocking off number one. I'll just say number one is knocking off number two. So he has a brisa. What are you going to do with that? This is a nea, he ad the bar uchmi. That brisa was ad the bar uchmi. Rashi says, that brisa we brought earlier, the first one, he was a chacham echad, shahayim akirin bo, shahayim goris mishtayas, mishakeach, mishabshan. He would say mishtayas, but he would make mistakes and he would mess them up. The mishabish v'tani would teach him wrong, and therefore that first one was off, and therefore v'shayas really is stronger. Amar of Nachmar Yitzchak, when Nachmar Yitzchak comes along and even backs it up. Mastisa nami daika, our Mishnah even backs up v'shayas way of understanding it, that there is no lechatchila of checking it. To get the Kitani for learning the Mishnah itself. Said Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol Shein Mumu Nikar Me'erev Yontif. If you didn't have the Mumu's Nikar Me'erev Yontif, Ein Zeh Min Amuchan. It's not considered Min Amuchan. Let us explain, what does that mean? My Ein Mumu Nikar, what does that mean? It's not Nikar. Ilema Shein Mumu Nikar Klav. You mean that it doesn't have the Mumu's Nikar at all? In other words, there was no Mumu at all. Pshita, obviously, it's going to be someone who says Aser. Tzricha Lemeimar. Tzricha Lemeimar would even have to say such a case. Elo Delo Is Chazil Chacha Me'erev Yontif. What it means is that it wasn't shown, it was there. There was a mum, but it wasn't shown to a chacham. Imum kavua, imum over, whether it's a kavua over. Katani miyas, but yet what does it come out to say? Ein zem min amuchan. It's not considered min amuchan. This is Rav Shimon speaking up. And even though you had it before yontif, it's still not considered min amuchan. Shema mina. So we see, like Rav Shaya said, that even if you had it before yontif, it's not allowed to go ahead and use it. You're not allowed to use it even b'di'evet. And now, if you keep going, Rashi explains that the next shlav after is what happens if it was born, or b'chor that's born with a mum. That would be the case of where you're not allowed to do it, but if you did do it, then it would be okay. But only b'di'eved and not l'chadchila, like was being suggested, like Abaye tried to back up. Okay, now we have one last point here, which is going to be a question, which is going to take us to the top of the next daf. The bottom of this taf, at least, that's Boy Mine Hilmei Rav. Ask the following question. Yesh muksa l'chatzi Shabbos, or ain muksa l'chatzi Shabbos? Is there a principle of muksa for half of Shabbos, or there's no such a thing? Rashi explains, Yesh muksa l'chatzi Shabbos, mishum chatzi Shabbos im huksa b'chetzio, miyav muksa l'kulu Shabbos im lo. If there's such a thing that becomes muksa for part of Shabbos, does it retain its status of muksa for the rest of Shabbos, or not? Hey, Chidami, now affecting about what exactly is the case? What are you talking about? Rashi says, Michti, stam muksa, hainu grogros, simukin. The general case of muksa, which means that you set aside that you're not having in mind and you're not allowed to use it, are things like figs, dried figs, and raisins. Shemailo sano manasli apshin, you bring on your roof, you bring the figs in order to dry up on the roof, or you bring grapes in order to dry into raisins. Umakso san lakach, and you set them aside. Umishet chila, umishem, umishet. maschilin liabish. And once they start to dry, ain ruuyin lachila ad sheyavshu legamer until they become totally dry. V'halchetzi Shabbat zekamart heichim is safkalach. Now, what exactly is the suffix that you're asking of here? Heichidami idich ichazi ben hashmashos. If these things were already able to be eaten ben hashmashos, so we're talking about here. Let's say you have the grapes are totally dried out. It's raisins, and the figs are totally dry. The dried figs. So it's already ben hashmashos. It's good. Then ichsi, because we know as a principle, if something is muksa ben hashmashos, it's muksa for all of Shabbos. So if it was chazi ben hashmashos, then it's good. Lo ichsi, then no good. So man of shach is no good. Either it is good or it's no good. What exactly is your question? Has Gemara lo tzvicha, we need the ichsi v'hadr idchi v'hadr ichsi. We're talking about where it was good. Shabbos started and it was dry and everything was wonderful, but then it came to a case where it's no good, and then it came to a case where it is good. What does that mean, no good? Because then it started raining on it, and therefore it dried out. It got rained on, that it wouldn't be edible anymore, and then it dried out again. My, what's the din? In other words, it was dry, so you're ready to eat it. Then on Shabbos, it rains. Now you can't touch it because it's not edible. But when it dries again, since it was muksa, does it retain its status of muksa or not? Amar lei. So we're going to see two different ways. Rav is going to answer. First one is going to say, yep, yesh muksa. Which means that it retains the status of muksa for the end of Shabbos. And then we're going to see another version that says the opposite. First, let's do this one. Amar lei. Yesh muksa. He says, yep, there is muksa for the rest of Shabbos, even though it was good when Shabbos started, and it became muksa, it retained the status of muksa. Eisve, frek the Gemara, really, is that true? V'shavim shim nolad mumo imo shezem in amuchan. We said, both of them agree, both through Yehuda and Rishon in the Mishnah agree, that if an animal, a bechor, is born with a mum at the time when it's born, that it's min amuchan, that it's good. V'amai, why should it be true? Neima hai b'chor me'ikara havi chazi agavime. Why don't we say that originally when Yontov started, that it was chazi, it was roi through its mother? If the animal, the mother, would have been shechted, then the animal would have been, the baby would have been roi to be used because of the mother. It didn't yet born. The kedusha of bechor only comes once it's born. So if you shecht the animal before that baby is born, then it would actually be okay. So what does that tell you? That it's not muksa. Isilidlei Itchile. But then when it becomes born, what happens? It becomes itche. It's now at that state, becomes bechor, and therefore it's going to be us, and you can't touch it. You can't shecht it. Because now you have to have someone to check it to see if there's actually a mumen. That's at this time it's called muksa. And then achse lechacha mishterle, and then the chacham checks it and says that it's mutter. Hold on 1 second. And now what do we say? According to Rava, well, we just said that we say that this should actually end up continuing to be muksa. But we said both of them agree that if it was born with the mum, they can go and you can check that. Why? It was good. Then it became muksa because you have to show it to the chacham. And then it became good again. According to Rava, if you're going to say that there is muksa, once it becomes muksa, it retains its status for the rest of Shabbos, it should be no good. That's Gemara, no, Rabbi, Vitim Rav Safra. That case was talking about something specific. Could go into Yasvi Dayani Asam. The Dayanim were standing there while the baby was being born. And at the time it was being born, they already said that it's a mum with it, and therefore never had a time it's actually muksa. Ikidami, some say exactly the opposite. Amar lei, Rabbi actually answered, ain't muksa lechatzi Shabbos. No, there's not such a thing as muksa lechatzi Shabbos. If it becomes muksa, it does not retain its status. It can go back to being totally fine. So now we go, let's back it up. Both agree that if it was born and there's a mum with it, that it's been a mukhan. It was good with its mother. But then it became itche when it was born, because we have to check if it's a mum or not. And then the chacham showed that it was actually good. So what do we see? That you're allowed to go and shecht it, even though it became muksa in the middle. So what does that tell you? That it doesn't hold on to its status of muksa for the rest of Shabbos, for the Yom Tov. Now we knock that off. I'm Rabbi Vitim Rav Safra. No, like we said, can go to Yassi Dani Hatsam, the Adam were sitting over there, and therefore they never had a time when it was muksa in the first place, therefore you don't have a raya from there. Okay, Toshima, we're still trying to find an answer. Let's say a person goes in eating grapes and they leave over some of the grapes. They bring it on the roof and they put it in order to make raisins. Same thing with tain. They want to make dried figs. You're not allowed to eat them. You're not allowed to go out unless before Shabbos you already say that I'm going to allow these to be eaten. Just like we find when it comes to peaches, and according to Lazi Rashi, you got to love the words here, it's quince or quince, another type of fruit. Other type of fruits, the same din. What are we talking about? If you're talking about that this everything is ready before Shabbos started, then Lamele has money. Why have to be masmin them to now they're going to be good? Automatically they're good, right? Because they're dried out, they're ready to go. Either lo chazi, but if they're not yet ready before Shabbos, then kiyazminu hu mai havi. How does it help you to go and be mazmin it? Rashi says it's like being mazmin wood and stones to be used for ochal. It doesn't do anything. V'chi tema de lo yada ichazu ilo chazu. We're talking about a case you don't know if it dried out or it didn't dry out, if it's ready to be eaten or it's not ready to be eaten. So you say, if it is, then v'hamer of Kahana, of Kahana says, you don't need to do that. Muksa Shiyavash, if you have something which is muksa, and then it dried out before Shabbos started, Vena by the Makirimbo, and the Bayam didn't know that it totally dried out, mutter, it's mutter. You don't have to actually set it aside in order to know whatever it is, because you put up in mind that it's in there to dry, and once it dries out, therefore it's going to be ready. And therefore, once it's ready to go, it's totally fine. Elalav, the chaziv, idchu, vahadr, idchsu. Must be, we're talking about a case where they were fit, but then it became not fit, like say it rained on it, something like that, and then it became fit again. And that's what the Bais is coming to tell you, that you have to go ahead and set aside before Shabbos to be used on Shabbos. Oh, so now this is a Gemara. V'i amet ein muksa, and if you say that muksa doesn't continue on, in other words, it doesn't retain its status, then lamalu hazmana, you wouldn't have to do hazmana. Therefore, it must be that it does retain its status unless you do something differently. That's Gemara, elamai, yesh muksa. Frek the Gemara, I don't get it. Tell him my yesh muksa ki azman lo my ave. If you want to say that the muksa does happen chetzi Shabbos, it becomes muksa and then it retains its status, ki azman lo my ave. If that's the case, so then when you're mazmin them, when you set them aside, how's that gonna help? At the time you're saying that, they're actually edible right now. They're good to go. Only later it becomes problematic, right? The only stuff only happens after the fact. So what you said earlier shouldn't make a difference at all, and it should be making it usher, and therefore you shouldn't be able to have it all together. So the Gemara says, in a chinami, this is talking about a different thing entirely. Lo tzvicha, de ichzu velo ichzu. We're talking about a case of where these are the type of things that are roi, but they're not roi. It's like it's chetzi yavish. You know, it's half. It's like South Africa, they have biltong. So you get that wet, you get dry, and you get like semi-wet or something like that. So the ikin shachi, some people eat it. Some people, yeah, they like eating that. Vikadin shi and shi dalochi. Some people don't eat such a thing. They don't eat that. Asmin, therefore, if it's masmin and galidaite, he's saying that, oh, this is not a problem, and I like to eat them the chetzi status. Lo asmin, but if he doesn't do it, lo galidaite, it wasn't galidas on such a dry, wet, you know, middle stage, and therefore it's going to be muksa. But again, there's no raya for the kasha that Hillel brought. We're just left in the middle. Amar Rav Zei, somebody tried to bring a raya from a little storyline. Toshma, what people used to do. Toshma, mipolin v'adashim. Let's learn from beans and lentils. Beans and lentils used to go ahead. Rashi says shanim b'vashem on yontif, that we cook them on yontif. The polin v'adashim ekar chazulakos lachos. They are something which you're able to eat. Originally says Rashi, when they're raw, that's what it's called. It's called kosis when you eat it raw, when you eat it in such a case. So, polin v'adashim ekar chazulakos. You can eat them when they're raw. But when you throw them into the pot, Rashi says, "Kolz man shiroskin." As long as they're boiling, so then they're no longer edible. You can't eat them anymore because they're boiling, boiling hot. Beep. Turn the page. Chav zayin malaf. Gomer bishulayu chazulu. But then when they're done cooking, so then you can go ahead and you're able to eat it. What is that? What did that teach you? That it was good, it became no good, and then we say that it's good again. So it's not a muksa for the whole Shabbos. In fact, the Gemara. What in the world are you bringing a raya from? Rashi says, "Istri v'lo'amin and sha achas hayim muksa v'yidchu," and therefore it's good. He says, "What are you talking about? Amalei abaye v'litamech." According to what you just said, that you could have eaten it raw, then it was boiling hot, and I can't eat it when it's boiling hot, so therefore it's like it's muksa, and then you can eat again, kind of like when it cools down a little bit. Then tikshi lach kidder is the alma. You should have a kasha on any time you go and you cook erev Shabbos. How does it work? Erev Shabbos, you boil things to a serious boiling point. And then you'd be able to eat it a little bit later. You go to shul, you come back, and when it cools down, you eat it. But hey, at the time that it was banish mushrooms boiling hot. The stam kederas da'alma banish mushrooms roschosheim. They're boiling. La'orta achlina minayu. We eat them when it comes to nighttime. How are you allowed to do that? If it was boiling beforehand, and therefore you're not allowed to do it, because therefore it should be muksa the entire thing. So we see that's clearly not the case what we're talking about over here. This is the freedom of Noraya. Ella gemaru bide adam lo kamibayelaya. When when we're talking about something that could be dealt with bidei adam, and it was in our hands to deal with it. Rashi says, we can fix it right now. You want to cool it down? You can cool it down. Spread it out. Add some water in such case if you're able to do such a thing. You're able to go out without cooking something, obviously. But if you can cool it down, then you can do it. It's bidei adam to do it. Ki kami boilon. What we were asking about is gemara bidei shamayim. We're talking about a case of gemara bidei shamayim. In such a case, what would be the din if it became muksa in that case? Would it be able to retain its status or not? Rashi says that when you go and you put the fruits up on the thing, it's not up to you whether or not it's going to be sunny enough. Rashi says, your das is moved from it, and therefore that's a case that we're dealing with. And so you have no raya over here to be able to answer our question from everything that we attempted to do. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.